Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Pronunciation Challenge. I'm your host for today. My name is Celine. Have you ever looked at the moon and thought of someone you love who is no longer here anymore? I do. It reminds me of my favorite artist who loved the moon. The video I want to share with you today is a heart-wrenching story. It's called How a Man's Ashes Made It to the Moon. This is one of my favorite videos because it tells a beautiful story about true love. Before you watch this video, let me introduce today's sentence. We packed up and crisscrossed Australia looking for signs of impact craters.
我们收拾了行李，穿越澳大利亚，寻找撞击坑的迹象。
Let me repeat this sentence again slowly. We packed up and crisscrossed Australia, looking for signs of impact craters. Here are some pronunciation tips to help you sound more like a native speaker. First of all, remember to connect the D sound in the word packed with the U sound in the word up, so it sounds like packed up, packed up. Second, the S sound in the word signs and the O sound in the word of should sound connected as well, so it sounds like signs of, signs of.
这边来跟大家说一下发音需要注意的地方。第一点, packed up 需要连音, packed 字尾的D 和 up 字首的U 必须连音, 所以念起来会像 packed up, packed up. 第二点, signs of 需要连音, signs 字尾的S 和 of 字首的O 必须连音, 所以念起来会像 signs of, signs of.
Let's move on to our word of the day, crisscross. The word crisscross is a verb that means to move or exist in a pattern of lines crossing something or each other.
Crisscross 是动词,意指,纵横交错.
For example, the majority of the city is crisscrossed by railway roads.
这座城市大部分的地区都有纵横交错的铁路.
Just so you know, in our sentence of the day, the word crisscross is used to describe the couple moving across Australia. Now, time for a fun fact. I used to study in the United States when I was in elementary school, and our teacher would always tell us to sit crisscross applesauce. Have you ever heard of this saying? The phrase crisscross applesauce is used to describe sitting with your legs crossed. Applesauce was one of my favorite snacks in America. It's basically sauce that is made from an apple. Feel free to look it up online if you aren't sure what I'm talking about.
Crisscross applesauce 是盘腿做的意思. Applesauce 是苹果泥.
Our second word for today is sign. Sign is a noun that has multiple meanings. I will only introduce two meanings here, so remember to search for the rest of the definitions if you want to expand your understanding of vocabulary. In our sentence of the day, the word sign has the meaning of showing that something else exists or might happen or exists in the future. Basically, they were looking for the evidence that impact craters left behind.
Sign 是名词，有很多不同的意思。这边来跟大家说一下两种不同的意思，其他的记得自己查一下哦。首先， sign 这个字在今天的句子中意思是迹象。
Another common meaning of the word sign is a notice that gives information, directions, or a warning.
Sign 这个字另一个常见的用法是标志。
For example, you have to know how to read traffic signs in order to be considered a responsible driver.
你必须看得懂交通号志才能算是一位负责任的驾驶。
In my opinion, when you're learning a foreign language, here's something you should keep in mind. In most languages, one word can hold multiple different meanings. If you want to fully master a language, you need to look up the different meanings of a word once you learn it. That way, you'll be able to understand these words better in context. The last word for today is impact. Impact is a noun that is used to describe the force or action of one object hitting another. For example, the strong impact during the crash killed the driver.
强烈的撞击力导致驾驶在车祸中丧命。
Another common meaning of the word impact is an influence or an effect.
Impact 这个字也有影响的意思。
For example, the global pandemic has caused a negative impact on society.
全球疫情对社会造成负面的影响。
That's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Don't forget to leave a recording and share your thoughts with me in the comments below. See you next time. Bye!